It's an absolutely stellar spring day across eastern New York and western New England. Spring has been rather rough on us up to this point, but conditions were really nice over the weekend, and that fine weather continues across our area this afternoon. And if you have an opportunity to maybe get online and check out the visible satellite picture this afternoon, you'll notice there are some patches of white showing up across New York and also Vermont. That's not cloud cover, though. That's actually the snow that remains across some of our higher elevations. So a satellite picture, essentially, it's like a big camera taking a picture from space. And in this case, we're seeing mainly a clear ground, though snow cover continues, of course, in the higher spots. And there's just a few very thin, wispy clouds coming through this afternoon in a couple of spots. Now, I will mention that the air is very dry. You may notice a couple of static shocks maybe going around the house or around your workplace. One concern when it is this dry is the potential for brush fires does become elevated. So that is something to keep in mind. This time of year is our most likely time for brush fires. So be extra careful in terms of any flammable materials, as brush fires can get going rather quickly. And with the dry conditions, they can definitely spread quickly as well. Now, in terms of what's coming up weather-wise this week, there are some changes coming in as high pressure will exit the region during the day tomorrow. And that's going to open the door to a storm that will come into our region tomorrow night into Wednesday, and that's going to bring us some damp weather. So we're going to transition from sunglasses back to umbrellas as we head into the middle part of the week. But in the short term, it's still fine. A quiet night, mainly clear, not quite as cool, but still chilly enough that you'll need a jacket. Lows will be in the 30s to near 40. Tomorrow starts off with sun, but as that storm gets closer, we'll see clouds increase through the day, so it'll be a little bit cloudier as we head through the day tomorrow. Our temperatures tomorrow will be up into the 60s to near 70, so it's still going to be on the mild side. And then on Wednesday, we're looking for that storm with clouds and periods of rain. Temperatures will be on the cooler side Wednesday, mainly in the 50s, and there might be a few leftover lingering showers Thursday, but it's not going to be as stormy as it will be on Wednesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds, mild, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds. There could be a shower late in the day tomorrow, mild, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds and mild, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear, lows in the 30s to around 40, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, mild, with highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Wednesday, cloudy with periods of rain, cooler with highs in the 50s, and on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, chance for a few passing lingering showers, breezy with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.